Hearing.
Hearing.
Loka Triha.
Loka Triha.
Of the three worlds.
Mastaka.
Dhuram. The headache. Tam. Him. Adi. The original. Daicham. Demon. Panina. By the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hatam, killed. Mrade, in battle. Praharshavega, by an outburst of ecstasy. Utkalita Anana, whose face is blossomed. Muhu, again and again. Prasuna Varshahai, with showers of flowers. Vavrishuhu, rained. Surastriyaha, the wives of the demigods. So translation, Hiranyakashipu had been exactly like a fever of meningitis in the head of the three worlds. Thus, when the wives of the demigods and the heavenly planets saw that the great demon had been killed by the personal hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, their faces blossomed in great joy. The wives of the demigods again and again showered flowers from heaven upon Lord Nrsimhadeva like rain. So there's no purport to this text, nor the next few texts, so we'll keep reading until we get to the purport. Tadavimanna valibirna bastakatalam Didrikshatam sankulamasana kinam Asuranaka dundu bayota jadive Kandarva mukyanan ritur jagusriyaha. At that time, the airplanes of the demigods who desired to see the activities of the Supreme Lord Narayan crowded the sky. The demigods began beating drums and kettle drums, and upon hearing them, the angelic women began to dance, that's the apsaras, while the chiefs of the Gandharvas sang sweetly. So no purport there either. The trope of Raja Vibhuda, Ramendra Girisha Dayaha, Rishya Pitara Siddha, Vijadara Mahoragaha, Manava Prajanam Bhattakyu, Gandharvapsara Charanaha, Yaksha Kimpuru Shastata Vitalasa Kinkaraha Te Vishnu Parshada Sarve Sunanda Kumudadayaha Murni Baddhajanli Putta Asinam Te Vatejasam Idure Naras Shardulam Nakti Durachara Pratak. Okay. My dear King Yudhisthira, the demigods then approached the Lord. They were headed by Lord Brahma, King Indra, and Lord Shiva, and included great saintly persons and the residents of Pitriloka, Siddhaloka, Vidyodharaloka, and the planets of the snakes. The Manus approached, and so did the chiefs of various other planets. The angelic dancers approached, as did the Gandharvas, the Charnas, the Yakshas, the inhabitants of Kinara Loka, the Vitalas, the inhabitants of Kimpurusha Loka, and the personal servants of Vishnu like Sunanda and Kumuda. All of them came near the Lord, who glowed with intense light. They individually offered their obeisances and prayers, their hands folded at their heads. So finally, text 40. Jibramavacha natosmyantaya duranta shaktiye Chitra viryaya pravitcha karmane Vishvasya sarga stiti samyamangunai Svalilaya sanda date vidyatmane. So, translation. Lord Brahma prayed, "My Lord, you are unlimited and you possess unending potencies. No one can estimate or calculate your prowess and wonderful influence. Your actions are never polluted by the material energy. Through the material qualities, you very easily create the universe and maintain it, and then again annihilate it. Yet you remain the same without deterioration. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Yeah. The activities of the Lord are always wonderful. His personal servants, Jai and Vijay, were confidential friends, yet they were cursed and they accepted the bodies of demons. Again, in the family of one such demon, Prahlad Maharaj was caused to take birth to exhibit the behavior of an exalted devotee, and then the Lord accepted the body of Nrsingadeva to kill that same demon, who by the Lord's own will had taken birth in a demoniac family. Therefore, who can understand the Lord's transcendental activities? Not to speak of understanding the transcendental activities of the Lord, no one can understand even the activities of His servants. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, 23rd chapter, text 39, it is said, Tandra Vakya Kriya Mudra Vigeya Na Bhujpoya. No one can understand the activities of the Lord's servants. Therefore, what to speak of the activities of the Lord? Who can understand how Krishna is benefiting the entire world? The Lord is addressed as Devanta Shakti because no one can understand His potencies and how He acts. So, Omagana Tivadanda Shaganjana Shlakaya Chakshur Miritam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, and this relates to yesterday's discussion about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's esoteric and exoteric reasons for Advent. That means His apparent reasons and His own personal reasons. In the Bhagavad Gita, we find the statement describing why the Lord comes down to this world. And of course, everybody knows that. Yada, 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 nasha, dhanir, bhavati, bhavata, vidyanam, dharmasha, tadatmanam, srijamiyam. And then for Richanaya, sadhanam, vinishai, shudushkutam, etc. So, this is the general explanation of the external reason of the Lord's advent. He comes down whenever there's a rise in irreligion and the devotees are threatened. And then what does He come down to do? To establish religious principles, protect the devotees, etc. And, of course, get rid of the miscreants. Vinashaya Chidushkritam. Dushkritina. Kriti means activities, and dush means bad activities. Those are the duskritina and sukritina means good activities. You know, you have duskritina, sukritina. So these are reasons why the Lord comes. However, Srila Prabhupada comments in the beginning of the Krishna book that the Lord does not have to come down to do those things. That because the Lord, what is it? Purasya Shakti Vibhadaiva Shuyate Swabhavati Jnana. Krishna has many energies, and His energies can do whatever He wants. In fact, that's why Krishna is called Aptakama. That means He gets whatever He wants, whenever He wants. We have to work. It's like a chitta's going to work. So He has to work so that later on He can retire. And Sundari will retire one day too. Next year too? No. No, too bad. Anyway, so you have to do things. You know, I have to do things too. You know, I have to take a bath in the morning, chant my rounds. There's so many things I have to, I actually choose to do those things, but if I want to be Krishna conscious, I have to do those things. And to come here, I had to get in a car. I'm dependent upon Sanatana to drive. So I have so many dependencies. I'm dependent on the demigods to give me air, light, food, all those other nice things. I'm dependent. I used to be dependent on my parents. Of course, all the babies, children are dependent on their parents. But Krishna's not dependent on anybody. He doesn't need anybody. He's independent, swarat. That means He's on His own, He's independent. So, therefore, when Krishna wants to kill demons, he doesn't have to do anything about it. His devotees can do it. His devotees can preach. Just like Krishna arranged for his foremost devotee, his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to preach. Actually, Prabhupada said that Lord Chaitanya could have done all the work himself. And the devotees asked Prabhupada, why didn't Lord Chaitanya just do it all himself? And Prabhupada said, because he wanted to give some work to us to do. So in other words, Krishna could do all that. He could turn the whole world into Krishna consciousness. He could overflood the whole world with Krishna consciousness. But he chose to let his devotees do it. So the external reason for the Lord's advent doesn't really explain why the Lord comes down. The Bhagavad Gita verses don't really... they explain some things he does. That's true. But not the why. You know, why? You know, there's a difference between how and why. Everybody understands the difference? For example, if someone asks, a little child asks his parent, why is the sky blue? What does the parent usually say? Does anyone know science here? No. The parent usually says it's due to the refraction of the light. Do any of you know what refraction means? Yeah, refraction means, you know, just like if it passes through a prism. You know what a prism is?
Yes.
Prism. Just like when I was young, my mother had chandeliers. You know what a chandelier is? And it has all these little crystals on it. And I used to look at the world through the crystal. I used to take it apart. My mother hated it. You know, take apart an expensive crystal chandelier. Anyway, and I would look at the world and it would be different colors. And so people usually answer the question, you know, why is the sky blue, using a scientific explanation. But that's not a why answer. It's a how answer. You understand the difference? Why implies that there's some conscious entity who has a reason for doing that. As soon as you use the word why, then you imply that there's someone who has, there's a purpose. So, or at least someone who's made a decision to do something. For example, if you say, why did you come here this morning? Say, someone asked me, why did you come here? And I say, I came here in a car. I'm answering the how question. And if they ask me, you know, they can reverse it and they say, how did you come here? And I said, because I wanted to. You know, just, huh? You're not really understanding the question. So in reference to Krishna's advent, you can't really say why he came is to destroy the envious people. That's a how, you know, what he's doing. So why he came is to enjoy. Because why implies someone's psychology. And if someone is independent, swarat, and aptakama, as we described before, everything he does is for enjoyment. You know, people ask many times about why does Krishna play a flute? Why doesn't he play the guitar or a djembe drum or what else? Whatever instruments. I'm sure the native Fijians have their instruments too, right? You know, they have their whatever instruments. So why doesn't he do that? Because he wants to or doesn't want to do something. That's it. That's what it means by sarva karana karanam. When we talk about sarva karana karanam, the cause of all causes, doesn't mean that simply Krishna creates the material world. But it also means that there's no cause behind anything he does except his own desire. That's what it means. There's a cause behind everything I do. That's some, you can go back. You know, you can go back and back. You know, why, for example, why do I speak English? Because I was brought up in America. Why was I brought up in America? Because I had certain karma. Why do they have certain parents? Because of certain karma. You know, why? Oh, you got all these whys. You know, why do I have certain likes and dislikes? Well, maybe because when I was a child, I got traumatized in a different way or trained in a different way. There's all sorts of why. There's all sorts of whys in my past, or reasons, let's say reasons, that shape my present consciousness. But Krishna is not like that. So we say, why did Krishna come? Because here it says you can't understand the reason why Krishna comes or his devotees come. But basically, you can understand the reason behind Krishna's advent in a general way is because he wants to. He's enjoying. And he's the enjoyer of rasa. That's what Krishna enjoys, is rasa. And also rasa. Rasa means taste. Rasa means dance. So, just like us, we like to enjoy different rasas, or rasas, to make in English plural. When we eat, we like to have different tastes. You know, if someone gives us just boiled, like they gave Prabhupada one time some boiled vegetables, Prabhupada said, let the starvation committee go to hell. Because Prabhupada wanted to have some rasa there. Right? And so we like rasa too. And we like different types of rasa, just like, of course, as described by the acharyas, there's 5 basic primary rasas and 7 indirect rasas. The primary rasas, and you know, everybody knows, the shantaras, dasharas, satyaras, vatsayaras, madhuryaras, and then the indirect rasas are things like abhuta, shock, humor, anger. You know, sometimes we enjoy getting angry, isn't it? So Krishna enjoys getting angry. Because how did we get our propensity to be angry? We're Aṃsa, Mami Vaṃsa, Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta, Sanatana. So Krishna appears as Lord Nṛsiṅgadeva. That's why he has his devotee Prahlad Maharaj come down. That's why he has devotee Jayan Vijay, those 2 devotees come down. So Krishna could enjoy Ras. So really, that's the why behind what's happening here. Now, we don't know all the details. We don't know what Krishna's thinking in his mind. We don't know what the pure devotee is thinking in their mind. But it said no one can understand the mind of a pure devotee either. But still, everybody does everything in this world to enjoy Ras. That's the motivation. And Krishna does everything to enjoy Ras. Of course, we are enjoying, or so-called enjoying, the perverted Ras in this world, because all the rasa in this world is actually a reflection, according to Bhagavad Gita, of what's going on in the spiritual world, and therefore the enjoyment in the material world is sukha-dukha, or chapala-sukha. Chapala-sukha means a very flickering happiness. And even Lakshmi is actually chapala for us. In other words, she's very flickering. And she becomes Durga as the expansion, her expansion in this material world. So, it's interesting, like Prabhupada said, if someone wants materially to have Lakshmi without Narayan, they get Durga, or they get Maya Lakshmi, like our friend Ravan got Maya Lakshmi, which causes trouble. So anyway, so that's really the why here. You know, why did Krishna do all these things? To enjoy. He's a supreme enjoyer. And a devotee is so submissive that even if Krishna wants him to become a demon, he agrees. That's really devotion. I mean, if Krishna said to you, I want you to become a demon, you'd say, no, Krishna. Or I want you to go to hell to serve me. No, Krishna. I am, my prayer is what? Om Jaya Jagadisha Hari, Swami Jaya Jagadisha Hari. That is my prayer. Not Kita Janmahoy Yatatuya Das, you know, none of that stuff for me. None of this Manma Janmani, Janmanishvare, Bhavatad Bhakti, Ahoy Tiki Dwaya, none of that stuff. I simply want a house by the sea, I want a beautiful wife, I want, not me, of course. I'm finished with that stuff. Anyway, so I want good health. I want, what else do I want? Money. What?
High position.
Oh, yeah, I want high position. Janmai Sharya Sutastra Shibiri Mana Dapuman. I want all these things so I can enjoy. I want to go to Swarga so I can see all the dancing girls. No, not really. That's what. But a pure devotee is Mama Janmani Janmani Shri Bhavata Bhakti Hoiti Vitwaye. So a devotee is submissive. Whatever Krishna wants. Like Radharani said, we were quoting yesterday from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, if my unhappiness gives Krishna happiness, then my unhappiness is my happiness. In other words, whatever Krishna wants to do with me. Krishna, you can crush me by your embrace. Leave me brokenhearted by not being present before me. You're completely free to do anything and everything, and you remain my worshipful Lord, unconditionally. Okay, any questions or comments? Questions, comments, arguments, problems? No? Fiji is not full of questions.
Lord comes, descends out of his own desire.
To enjoy. To enjoy. I mean, and he really likes that. And he likes to interact with his devotees. He likes to save his devotees. He likes to be a hero. Mama Viri Samvidaha. Krishna is very heroic. That's why Prabhupada gave me the name, you know, Vira Krishna, not Vira Krishna. Actually, he gave the name Vira Krishna, which is the Bengalicized pronunciation of Vira. Vira means like heroic or strong. So people often ask me what my name means. They think it means some alcoholic beverage. You know, like beer. But, you know, really it's a Bengali saying. So it's not alcohol. So, yeah, I mean, that's basically Krishna's psychology. He's the supreme enjoyer. That's it. And we are meant to be enjoyed. He's Purusha. We're Prakriti. I mean, there's that whole interesting story when, what was that? Yeah. Jiva Goswami. Who is that who wanted to meet with it? A famous lady in Vrindavan. Mirabai. Mirabai wanted to meet with Jiva Goswami. Here's the story. You know Mirabai, the famous poetess? And Jiva Goswami said, I don't meet with any women. And Mirabai replied, but everyone's a woman. There's no man in Vrindavan except for Krishna. In other words, everyone is Prakriti in relation to Krishna's Purusha. So we're all meant to just be agents of Krishna's enjoyment. And then we work under Srimati Radharani, under her jurisdiction, to give Krishna enjoyment. That's how we should be thinking. When we're dancing for the deities, we should be thinking, giving Krishna enjoyment. We're eating prasadam. When we're chanting our rounds, we should think, I'm meant to give Krishna enjoyment, instead of thinking, Krishna's meant to give me enjoyment. Just like Prabhupada said to me one time. He said, don't you understand? You're not supposed to enjoy the spiritual master, you're supposed to serve the spiritual master. Because the context of that was myself and another devotee, Rita Nanda Maharaj, were traveling around America. Wherever Prabhupada went, we would go to see him. You know, it's like like sometimes you got these musicians, you got what's called groupies who go around wherever the musician is, and they just sit there, oh, the Beatles. So we were doing that with Prabhupada. Oh, Prabhupada, oh, Prabhupada. So wherever Prabhupada went in America, there we were, oh, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, don't you understand? You're not supposed to join the spiritual master. You're supposed to serve the spiritual master. Get the hell out of here and do some preaching. And also, there's another story of Prabhupada with his servant, Harikesh was Prabhupada's servant and secretary, and Prabhupada sent him to Russia, the previous Soviet Union, to preach Krishna consciousness. And he was crying, Prabhupada's rejecting me, Prabhupada's rejecting me. And Prabhupada said, no, I'm sending you out to serve. You were sitting here rotting before. So anyway, that's the point. We are meant for Krishna's enjoyment. That's it. That's our identity. Jivara Sarupoi. Nitya Krishna Das. Okay, any other questions? We start holy tonight. A little holy tonight. And it starts fully tomorrow. What? It's not tonight?
Tonight starting.
At your house?
Yeah. After we bend the holika, then the holy starts.
You're going to do the...
Yesterday we bend the holika?
Yeah, you did that already last night.
Yeah, so now we should start.
So, the town tonight or what?
Tomorrow
is the town, tonight is your house.
And Sunday is the house.
Sunday house to house. So we should go to everyone's house. We should go to Vamanadeva's house too. Yes. Okay. On that happy note, happy holy, all glorious news divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.